He said, "Lovers used to do this in the old days, but they haven't the money to spare, poor devils, now." And he looked out of the window of the swaying, rising car at the figures diminishing below with what looked like genuine commiseration. Very slowly, on one side of them, the city sank. Very slowly, on the other, the great cross-girders of the wheel rose into sight. As the horizon slid away, the Danube became visible, and the piers of the Reichsbrück lifted above the houses. "Well," Harry said, "it's good to see you, Rollo."
"I was at your funeral."
"That was pretty smart of me, wasn't it?"
"Not so smart for your girl. She was there, too, in tears."
"She's a good little thing," Harry said. "I'm very fond of her."
"I didn't believe the police when they told me about you," Harry said.
"I wouldn't have asked you to come if I'd known what was going to happen, but I didn't think the police were on to me."
"Were you going to cut me in on the spoils?"
"I've never kept you out of anything, old man, yet."
He stood with his back to the door as the car swung upwards and smiled back at Rollo Martins, who could remember him in just such an attitude in a secluded corner of the school quad, saying,
"I've learned a way to get out at night. It's absolutely safe. You are the only one I'm letting in on it."
For the first time, Rollo Martins looked back through the years without admiration, as he thought, "He's never grown up."